The Eastern Band of Cherokee will not officially recognize same-sex marriages on the Quala boundary. BPR was at Thursday's tribal council meeting when the vote was taken.
Still determined. Resolve is still there.
That's Tamara Thompson after the vote. She's the Big Cove resident who brought forward the resolution to update the marriage section of the Cherokee Code, which currently defines marriage as between a man and a woman. Thompson and the Eastern Band Attorney General's Office argued that the language in the code is inherently discriminatory and could impact federal funding, current marriage licenses, and other issues. Here's Attorney General Mike McConnell, who says $60 million in federal funding the Eastern Band gets could be at risk.
All of those grants, most of those contracts, will have some boilerplate language about the tribe will not discriminate, violate federal law.
Principal Chief Richard Sneed put forward a neutral solution at the meeting, which removed all gendered language from the current marriage code.
This is really a simple civil rights issue, is really what it comes down to. As a tribal government, we should not be passing laws that contain discriminatory language. And our current marriage law, 50-1, does include discriminatory language as it recognizes only marriage between a man and a woman.
That amendment also didn't pass. Members of the community spoke out for both sides. Merritt Youngdeer was one of three Baptist ministers who spoke against, quoting Isaiah.
And he said, "Woe unto those who call good evil and evil good, and them that put darkness before light."
Most tribal council members were silent during the discussion. One who wasn't was Chelsea Taylor Sanook, who lost her re-election bid this month. She said she recently asked her girlfriend to marry her on their second anniversary.
"She's my fiance. I hope I can get married here. If not, maybe I'll wait for the day to come. But thank you who aren't in support for violating your co-council members' rights."
The final vote was 8 votes in favor of killing the resolution, with 3 against and 1 abstention. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.